as we all know, yesterday was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah.
No.
Every year we get every year we have a Shabbos Chanukah, and every year we have a Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Those are annual activities, but not every year do we get a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah on the same day. As we know, we took out three Sifrei Torah yesterday. I don't know if you do know, you don't know, but that's what we did. I know it's been a long time. Yes, it has been. And I don't... So what was the order of the Kriya that we read yesterday? So we know it's Parsha Hashav. It's good we had a Gabbai up there. Miketz, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, correct. Which leads us to a little difficulty. Because our minhag seems to go against what the Gemara says to do. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, fortunately it's not a 21st century Shaila, but it's happened. Is the question if you only have, it's a time, it's an issue of priority of mitzvahs. If you have to make a decision, that's what the dilemma is. The dilemma is you got to choose. Sometimes it's easy to choose good from bad in theory. It doesn't mean we can't be nekshel and stumble, but from an intellectual point of view, it's easy to make a choice. Should I do something good or should I do something evil from an ethical point of view? But when you got to choose good from good, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh is a lot harder than Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol. So you have enough money for Neiros Shabbos, for candles for Shabbos, candles for Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. So what does each one have going for it? Wine for Kiddush has the principle of Tadir going for it, like Lior is about to do. He's putting on his talis first, and he's putting on his tefillin. Because talis we wear every day, tefillin we only wear most of the days of the week. So Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir kodem. You do the more frequent, so Kiddush is the more frequent one. Let's call it 52, you know, that we do it every week. Shabbos morning is a separate Kiddush, but we'll call it Kiddush anyway. Perhaps maybe we are maybe we do make it on Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's a separate year. It's the principle of Chanukah. We don't do. We definitely don't make Kiddush ala yayin, is what you're referring to, and that is correct. That's what we're talking about, buying wine for Kiddush. So the second issue is Chanukah. Chanukah has Persume Nisa going for it, publicizing the miracle, and Ner Shabbos has what principle going for it? Shalom Bayis, domestic tranquility, peace of household. So we have Shalom Bayis, Persume Nisa, and Tadir. So that's the Gemara's issue. Which one takes precedence? Obviously, we prefer doing them all. But in a situation where we have to make a decision, one out of three or two out of three, what is the order? So the Gemara tells us, Pshita, it's obvious. And if you're married, it's obvious. Shalom Bayis is number one. Domestic tranquility wins. If you only have enough money for one thing, you have to buy candles for Shabbos. So candles for Shabbos wins, that's number one. And then Chanukah wins, Persume Nisa is number two. And Tadir is on the bottom of this list. Not on the bottom of a list in general. It's a relative bottom, I will call it. So of this list, Shalom Bayis, Persume Nisa, and Tadir. So that's the order. So we see if there's a conflict between Tadir versus Persume Nisa, what wins from based on this Gemara I just read? Persume Nisa wins, because we said you take the money and buy near Chanukah instead of wine for Kiddush. So that's the question. It seems to go against our minhag. What did we do yesterday? Our minhag is we read Parsha Shavua Miketz, then we read Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and then we read Parsha of Chanukah. So if we see from the way our minhag seems to be, Tadir beats out Persume Nisa. Yet that flies in the face of an explicit Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have enough money to buy candles for Chanukah or wine for Kiddush, you buy candles for Chanukah because pursuing Nisa, publicizing the miracle overrides the principle of Tadir. So how do we so either we could say we made a mistake yesterday and we should have read Hanukkah before Rosh Chodesh, or if we're gonna double down and say we did the right thing, then we have to explain how do we reconcile the Gemara with our custom. Yeah, Jeff.
I think Hanukkah, that is the part we read is about Hanukkah Sabbath, which is not about Pursumay Nisa.
Well, we'll get to that. That will be an answer, but that's to a different question.
Oh,
but
right.
So the Tosis discusses, it's a machlokes rishonim in terms of how do you reconcile. So many rishonim say as follows: there's no kasha, no contradiction. We're talking about two different things here. What's the Gemara's case? The Gemara is talking about it's an either or question. I only could do one. Now I have to pick either lighting Hanukkah candles or having wine for Kiddush. So when I have to make a choice, it's either or, so then pursue Nisa Adif. However, our case is we're fortunate to have three Sifrei Torah. Even if you have one Torah, you could just roll the Torahs. So the case is we're reading all three. Either we're going to read none or we're going to read all three. So we're reading all three. The question is, what is the Seder? So Tadir is a din of Kadima. In other words, Tadir is telling, it's not a din. Tadir doesn't tell you to choose if I only could do one or the other mitzvah. That's not the principle of Tadir. Tadir is a sequence. When I'm doing a list of mitzvahs, what is the order? That's the principle. So that's what Tosis points at other Rishonim. That Tadir, Vishayinu Tadir, Tadir called them, is the sequence. When I'm doing everything, the question, the order, then I apply Tadir. But if it's an issue of doing one or the other, so then I don't imply the principle of Tadir. And other Rishonim say no. Pirsume Nisa Adef wins all the time. Don't give me the sequence thing, either or. It's true the Gemara is talking about either or, but the Klal applies not only to either or, but even in terms of choosing Kadima. If that's the case, then how do we explain our minig of reading first Rosh Chodesh and then Hanukkah? According to school number one, so therefore it makes sense. Tadir is a sequence, and Pirsume Nisa you choose. But according to the second school of thought, door number two, that says Pirsume Nisa Adef wins in both situations, either or sequence, so why are we reading Hanukkah at the end? So that's what these Rishonim point out, because usually or many times in life where people think that being first is better. But we know we have a klal achron achron chaviv, we say many times. But what do you mean? But what is achron achron chaviv? That's only if there's something chaviv at the end. And what do you get to do? The halacha is we want to read Neiros Zecharia. Which haftorah did we read yesterday? You have to speak to Yaakov. But we read the haftorah from. We didn't read the haftorah from Rosh Chodesh. We read the haftorah from Hanukkah. Yeah, that was the last part. That's just a minute. Yeah, but we had, so therefore, because we wanted to read from there is Zecharia, really, Hanukkah, we could have read second, because Pursume Nisa Adef. But how do we, it didn't say Pursume Nisa Kodem, it's Pursume Nisa Adef. Uh-huh. So, what's Adef? We want to get the Haftorah in. So, Bidafka waited to the end to read Hanukkah because it's so Chaviv, and that's why, so therefore, that's how that school. So it's going to school so number one, it's not akasha. One is sequence, one's either or. But according to school thought number two, it still fits in because presuming Nisa Adef, sometimes Adef means, like in a case if I'm going to do one or the other, so I buy the Hanukkah candle. But if I'm doing both, and let me take in all the action, I want to have Torah. So therefore, we want to read the Haftorah of Hanukkah. So therefore, that's how they explain it. Okay, so we took care of yesterday's order. What's happening today? It's Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah. What's the Seder HaKriya? How many Torahs are we taking out? Two. And what is the order? What is the order of Kriya? Are we doing Rosh Chodesh first or Hanukkah first? So the minig is we read Rosh Chodesh and then Hanukkah. So let's go back.
We only do one.
Right, three and one. Because it's Rosh Chodesh. We have four aliyahs because it's Rosh Chodesh. So we take out from Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah. So let's explain the order. In terms of school number one, door number one, it fits in very nicely. Why? It's not an either-or question. We're doing both. The question is which one first. Tadir always wins in sequence. So we're going to read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah. But according to school of thought number two, that Persume Nisa Adef wins either-or sequence. So we're not going to read, let me tell you a secret, no Haftorah this morning. So on Shabbos we had Haftorahs of Neiros Zechariah, so that wins, Persume Nisa Adef. But today there's no Haftorah. So therefore, why are we reading Chanukah last? We should read Chanukah first. Because if Persume Nisa Adef, to say Achron, Achron, Chavim, you got to come up with the reason. So there is no reason. So all things being equal, being called them is more Adif. But unless you're going to do so, by Shabbos, we get to read the Haftorah. So we're not reading the Haftorah today. I'm sorry, I'm ruining the end for you, but there's no Haftorah today. So how do we explain the order of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? The answer is, this is Jeff's answer he gave me 10 minutes ago. The answer is, there is no, you're right, Persume Nisa Adif, but there is no Persume Nisa Adif. By Kriyas HaTorah, we're reading about the Karbanos. In other words, you know why we read Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah? This like we read Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Chiyav on, it's one of the few places where the Mishnah mentions Chanukah, it's by Kriyas HaTorah. That on Chanukah we have a Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah. This like on Rosh Chodesh, there's a Chiyav. So there's no Persume Nis in the Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore it's Tadya versus nothing. Tadya versus nothing, so Tadya wins. So that's why we read Rosh Chodesh first. So according to everyone, for different reasons, but we all agree on the order. So Shabbos, we have Miketz, we had Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So when do we Gemara say Persume Nisa Adef? That's either or. But if you're doing sequence, Tadir wins. And similarly here, and what about today? Same thing. Sequence, so Tadir wins. What about school of thought number two? So Persume Nisa Adef, no, it even goes first. But that's on Shabbos when we want to read last because we got to get to Haftorah. Today is no Haftorah, and there's no Haftorah and there's no Persume Nisa, so it's Tadir versus nothing, hence the order. And with this, we can understand something else as well. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Before we get to the Gemara in Brachas, let me just explain. We know there's a major debate last night on what is the Seder. Do we light Chanukah candles first, or do we make Havdalah first? So the minhag is in Shul, since it's a Persume Nisa Derabim, it's a communal obligation, meaning it's a minhag, but it's a communal obligation, that so therefore we do the communal Persume. So it's understood in Shul, you would do Ner Chanukah like we did, and then afterwards, assuming you make Havdalah in Shul, you make Havdalah at the end. However, regarding the issue at home, let's say you're going to be making Ner Chanukah and Havdalah at home. So what is the Seder? So there is a major machlokes among the Achronim. I think the standard minhag is, according to most, is you do Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah to keep it simple. You don't want to confuse people. How could you light Chanukah candles before Havdalah? Technically you can, because you made Havdalah in Shmona Esrei already. You said, it's like driving home. From same way you could drive home from Shul, you could light Chanukah candles before Havdalah. But either way, it's a major debate among the Achronim. The standard minhag seems to be to keep it simple. This, like, strictly speaking, Friday, what do you do first? Do you do Ner Chanukah or do you do Ner Shabbos? So we do, really, out Tadir, we should do Ner Shabbos first. But again, and there are those Rishonim who say yes. But therefore not, since we don't want to confuse people, they're going to end up being, they'll make a Kabbal Shabbos, and they're like, so therefore we just keep, but strictly speaking, one is if one lit Ner Chanukah first, Shabbos first, without accepting Shabbos, for, you know, so then it would be fine. But the bottom line is, Saturday night, so what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? It should be obvious. The Gemara says, Persume Nisa Adef. So of course, everyone should say you should make Chanukah before Havdalah. The Gemara says if you're only Persume Nisa Adef over Tadir. So again, this is the Machlokas. According to school of thought number one, that Persume Nisa Adef only wins when it's a choice of, I'm only going to do Havdalah or only going to do Ner Chanukah. So then Pashas Ner Chanukah should win because Persume Nisa Adef. But if I'm doing both, the question is, what's the order? So then Tadir Sheino Tadir kicks in. And according to school of thought number two, so what do you do then? Persume Nisa Adif wins all the time. That explains the opinion about That would explain the opinion about making Havdalah first. Because if you assume, like school thought number two, for assuming these other wins, either or both, so that's the major machlokas among the Acharonim, whether you go home last night and you made Ner Chanukah first, or you make Havdalah first. That depends also on our issue here in the Gemara. And another thing that came up is the Gemara in Brachas, in the fourth parak, talks about, we all know, generally speaking, we have our order, we daven Shacharis, we're going to daven Musaf. Usually we daven Musaf right after Shacharis, and then we daven Mincha in the afternoon. So however, strictly speaking, Musaf you have Kol Hayom. Mincha you have the whole day to daven. So let's say for whatever reason a person, they had to run out and they forgot it was Rosh Chodesh, whatever the case might have been, they had to run out and then something came up, emergency, and they didn't daven Musaf, and they realize now, it's how long does it take? Let's assume I'll give you 5 minutes, let's assume it takes. But if it takes you 2 minutes, then it's 2 minutes. If it takes you, you determine how long it takes you to daven Musaf a Mincha. You only have time to daven one, whether it's 10 seconds or whether it's 10 minutes, I'll leave that to you. But the issue is you only could daven one. So the question is, you didn't daven Musaf yet, you didn't daven Mincha yet. You only could pick one. Which one wins? Do you daven Mincha or do you daven Musaf?
You daven Musaf because you can't make Tashlumim.
Right. So good point. That's what gets it. It's a major machlokes achronim. The Noda of Yehuda discusses it. So it depends. So some people say, well, what would? Let's go back. Let's say I could daven both. Let's say I have enough time to daven Musaf and Mincha. What's the Seder? So it's a debate in the Gemara. But we paskin, what comes first?
You're in the
Shkia,
you're not in the
Shkia. No, not a problem. You have plenty of time to daven both. What comes first? The halacha. Mincha comes first. If you davening b'tzibor, not to confuse the tzibor, then we do Musaf. Because what's going to say? You know what? They daven Mincha before Musaf, and last time we daven Musaf at 10 a.m., we could probably daven Mincha at 9. So whatever the confusion would be, it's Sibor, but the halacha is, let's say you're davening b'yichidis at home, so Mincha comes before Musaf because of Tadir, because Mincha we daven every day, Musaf we only daven a couple of times a year, you know, on special days. So on a regular case, Mincha wins. So some Achronim say, it's no different. You know, this, like we said, Persume Nisa Adef works either or both. So too, some say tadde works. Some say tadde works either or. The tadde works, even in the case, certainly when you're choosing, even if you have either or. Another Rachonim say, like Avi saying, no. When do we say tadde or kodem? That's all things being equal, we're making a choice. But we have another factor involved, like tashlumin. Musaf, you can't make up. If you miss Musaf, like today, if you didn't have a Musaf, you can't have a Musaf later because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You only can make up Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos on Shabbos. But Minchi, so some say because you have an external factor, so then we wouldn't apply the principle of Tadir. At some, like we said here, presuming Nisa Adef wins all the time, but if there's an external factor, we want to read the Haftorah at the end. So to here. So that's the conclusion. So we explained that the order, the three Sifri Torah on Shabbos, we did it correct, don't worry. It was Parsha Shavua, Miketz, it was Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Today we're going to read Rosh Chodesh and then Chanukah, you know, depending whether we go with school of thought number one or two. And that explains the debate we had last night, whether Ner Chanukah wins or Havdalah, whether it's an either or not. That's the issue here. If you only could do Musaf or Mincha, so if you have time, everyone agrees Mincha. Let's say you only have time for one, so either you stick with Mincha because of Tadir or no, since you're going to lose Mincha, since you're going to lose Musaf, and there's no Tashlumin, daven Musaf, and then you could daven two Myrus at, you know, I mean, of course, no one suggests davening Mincha after Shkia. That's a separate discussion, but let's just...
That's why I asked you how much time
Exactly.